You better be on that mic. I'm sorry. I probably put it.
Pause.
Oh, my bad. Pause.
Yo, what it do? Yo, what it did? Yo, you already know it's the mother kid.
Turn you down a little bit.
Why would you do that?
Like, oh,
for
man.
Why? For what?
So we'll do cash in, cash out for. Do you want to have the mood sad first?
Joji canceled, bro.
Why? What do you do?
I don't know.
Anything worse than what he did as Filthy Frank?
Nah.
You're just making you cry.
Oh.
I've never listened to him before.
Oh. Did you start recording?
Yeah. I have been. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to talk about something?
First thing.
No,
first.
I want to take care of this.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
You can if you want to.
No.
just undo it a little bit. Sorry. I was kind of rushing because I was.
Yeah,
like,
obviously.
I'm sorry.
Either way, if you weren't. Never. But when are you not rushing?
Yo.
They can't hear you.
What?
They can't hear you. They can't hear you. I'm back, though. My health is back. I'm not dying anymore. Shouts. Actually, how's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a good day. We're back. We've been trying to keep the schedules like popping and going because literally it's been hard to schedule and go around things, and I was sick for a cool minute. But we're back. I am Danko, of course, and I am joined with Seventh.
Yo.
AKA Lewis.
Yo.
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 And I'm also joined with Lorenzo as well.
If I lose this fantasy league, I'm going to be so mad.
Is it League of Legends Fantasy League?
Yeah, it's League of Legends Fantasy League.
Oh, I see.
I'm going to be so angry.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. What?
I don't think you'd be angry.
Caitlyn's here,
dude. No, dude, it has a prize pool.
No, but like...
We put in money.
No, but like... Why? You usually do facts when like on introduction. That wasn't a fact. I don't like that one. Try it again.
That's a fact.
Who
yeah,
are you? No.
Okay.
Stop.
Wait.
There's stuff that he said he's in a fantasy league. That's
wait.
Hey, guys. It's your boy, Sevi Seb. Machete okay. Siete. You already know the deal. What it did. What it doing.
Wait. Reintroduce me.
And of course, I am joined with Lewis.
Why'd you
Lorenzo?
you gotta redo that one.
God, bro, I can't.
And of course, I am joined with Lorenzo.
In shambles.
My keycap I ordered a month ago is finally in California.
Let's get it.
Yeah. In fantasy league.
Billy Rock.
And we have Caitlin here too. Hi, Caitlin.
What up?
Yeah. So we're just gonna be doing something a little different than I wanted to be doing. This is something I want to do on Instagram, where we kind of just sit in Discord with cameras on and review tracks. But I'm going to flight it here. We're going to listen to two tracks today. We're going to talk about them. They're the most popular tracks of the last 2 weeks. And not talking about Drake. I know he released something. Who knows how that's going to sound. We're not going to listen to that yet. But we're just going to listen to some tracks. So let's listen to... We're going to do Cash In, Cash Out with Pharrell Williams and 21 Savage, Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
Right? And we're going to do Glimpse of You.
Glimpse of Us.
Glimpse of Us with Joji. And we're going to start with the hype one first because I want to actually end on a downer. So, kind of bring down the mood. But so we're going to listen to it and we'll be back.
You stink.
Keep that in there.
Cash in, cash out. What is he gonna say? 21.
What's he gonna... This is part of my whipping album, or my whipping playlist. Just when I'm driving and I feel like bumping like
every morning,
like Goon Tunes and shit.
Every morning for the last week, this is what plays.
There's a great line in here. Wait. Swallow all my kids, you a bad babysitter. That's so stupid.
Hey.
Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, 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 cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out,
cash in. No. Wait, but the best part.
I heard of that. I hit the beach with a furry cat. Purring back, I'm looking like where he at. Let me get out the way. Lewis is so annoying. 500 million, baby.
I like Tyler in this song.
I think if I heard this song, I would roll my eyes. But like when I watched the music video, it was fun.
It's the production for me. It's so good.
It's for real.
I know.
That don't count.
Yeah, that's automatic. That don't count.
Yeah.
21.
What's he gonna say?
21. So that was Cash In, Cash Out, produced by Pharrell Williams, featuring 21 Savage and Tyler, the Creator. 21 Savage is the best British export ever in the United States right now.
What do you think, Lewis?
Bro, don't ever disrespect MF Doom like that.
No. Currently. Obviously.
Second of all, I thought you wanted to end on a downer.
No, I didn't.
I'm already in a terrible mood.
You didn't like it?
My mood is shot right now.
You don't like it?
No.
No?
No.
You didn't hear those bars? Cash in, cash out, cash in, cash out.
I heard them like 80 times.
Bro, he ad-libbed 21 like five times.
That's the highlight. Like, aside from Pharrell's production, 21. Oh, God. That's
facts.
Straight up.
Highlight. Straight up.
No, the song, I personally don't think that the song is like that great, but do I go around whipping in it? Absolutely.
I love this song. I think this song is fun.
This song is fun.
It's so fun and silly. The bad babysitter line, I love that line.
It's so dumb.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb.
You guys are disgusting.
I know who I am. You know who I am.
Unfortunately, I do.
Okay, don't be looking over here like it's brand new news to both of us.
You're sick.
The music video is all animated, right? Isn't whole they're claymation?
It looks like stop motion claymation, mm-hmm. But I'm very sure it's CGI generated, or like they had a VFX artist,
right?
Essentially do it, but the reason why I really do enjoy the song is because of the music video, because the music video is so interesting to look at from right. a very like editorial perspective. And I watch Corridor Digital, and they do like VFX Reacts and stuff. And so I feel like I know a little more, so I have a bigger appreciation for that. Mm-hmm. But shout out Corridor Digital if you never seen. But that's why I think that's what did it for me was the music video. I think if I heard it randomly, I'd be like if somebody's like, you got to listen to this fire song, and I listen and that's all I heard was Cash In, Cash Out, I'll be like, this is stupid.
You can't say fire song. You got to be like, you got to listen to this hilarious song.
No, yeah, but nobody's going to say that.
No, everyone's going to say it's fire.
Yeah, somebody's going to be like, this fire song, and right. I'm like...
I think, honestly, over the last like 4 or 5 years, 21 Savage has been doing pretty good. Like him on 1238 with Childish Gambino.
Oh.
Do you remember that one? Oh, that song is so good.
I haven't listened. I haven't listened to 1238.
That song is so good.
It's super good.
It's so good.
I haven't listened to 1238 yet because I just don't want. Remember when everybody was talking about the Childish Gambino era ending? I was like, I'm not gonna listen to this album because it's the last one. I was like, I'll listen to this like later.
It's Yeah. God, that song is so good. 21 Savage is probably the best part of that song. But yeah, he's been doing pretty good. I mean, Pharrell Williams, it's nice to see him on a production. Like, he stays working, though. You know, he's always working. And he just did one of the tracks for Post Malone. Did anyone listen to that Post Malone album?
I don't even know he still made music.
He does. It's basic.
I haven't.
To be honest.
What do you mean by that?
It's just a little, like, too much. Like, he's doing Posty, right? Like, he's doing, like, the... I don't even know how to explain it. He's, like, intense with the auto-tune, and he's just... It's like Rockstar.
Yeah. But,
like, every track is Rockstar.
I asked a friend who super loves Post Malone, and she was like, it's Post Malone. Like, it's not...
It's not doing nothing different.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, if you heard one Posty song, you heard them all?
Yeah.
Type thing?
Yeah.
It's the whole album.
Bummer!
Ooh, I fall apart. Yeah, and Gunna's on it too. You know,
hey,
you know how I feel about Gunna,
Rico.
yeah, so that was Cash In, Cash Out. It's a fun song if you just playing it in the back.
Don't. It's not. don't listen to it for inspiration.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Do it.
Unless you're doing something like in that era or in that realm.
21 Savage influences you.
Yeah.
Then
by all means, get hit. But
gay.
All right.
Don't watch this be the upper.
Huh?
Watch me like this one.
Would you want me to play a Drake song first from
no.
his album?
No.
No.
Do you want me to play the Joji one?
Sorry, no offense. I've listened to the album already.
Is it bad?
You ever been inside Forever 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not welcome there. They don't like me over there. I think it's my skin color. But
you ever been to EDC?
No.
Oh, all right.
It's like hat house.
Nope.
No.
I just heard everybody's mad. The only song that's tolerable is the 20, like the actual song.
I like the second to last song. It's on the slower side, but
I don't like Drake.
Yeah, but okay. But the album is more house dance vibes. And I wonder, like whoever does housing might enjoy it. Actually, it's not catered. It's not catered for my ears for sure.
Yeah, it's probably. I hear it's a summer album, something along those lines.
Yeah.
And that it's The Weeknd. If The Weeknd made a bad album, made a bad Don FM. That's kind of like.
I was about to say.
Yeah,
The Weeknd made some bad album.
Like it kind of has the same vibes as what Don FM was earlier this year. But it doesn't really hit the mark. But, you know, it is what it is.
I like the name of the album, though. It makes me laugh.
Honestly.
That's the most light-skinned thing ever.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, I feel like he got a text message that said that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the one.
Honestly, right there. Never mind.
But, yeah, so maybe we'll talk about it later.
Nope. I will be absent for that episode.
Let's listen to Joji.
Let's see
what Joji has to say. Okay? We're going to listen to what Joji has to say.
Why did you say that very proud?
Everyone listen.
Sure.
What a teacher mood.
I'm already sad.
I know. Same. And I tried to fall for her touch, but I'm thinking another way. Said I'm fine. I moved on. I'm only here to talk to her. Have you not listened to this yet? Oh.
So that was Glimpse of Us with Joji. It's sad.
It's sad.
I feel bad for the girl, obviously, because Joji be thinking about somebody else. I did see that... Someone was like, what if Joji's looking in her eyes and seeing, like, his old YouTube career? like he's like, I'm this filthy freak so much. What do you think?
I like the song, though. I know, but I'm also, like, I don't know, since doing hip hop so much, like I just move fast all the time. Like when I get home, I like to listen to the slower songs because I like to like, I still want to move, but I don't want to move as fast as like I do when I'm teaching and stuff. Mm. But yeah, I like it. And I feel like it's kind of relatable where like breaking up with somebody you really thought was the one and then like you have to move on and like seeing like bits and parts of your old relationship in it. I think it's good.
Yeah, I agree. It's an emotional song.
Yeah.
And so Joji kills it, man.
I like Joji.
I still can't, like, seriously, like, I can't stop talking about how he used to do, like, he used to bake cakes with hair in it.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
That's your homie?
Yep. Apparently.
Stink.
I don't know. It's just like, I love Nectar. So, I love Nectar when it came out, and I'm excited for what is to come for Joji.
What is Nectar?
His last album.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Everything was.
It was cool.
Yeah. You feel a little emotional?
No.
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 You're not going to cry?
I feel more emotional.
From the last song?
I was angry.
You feel better now?
It's mellowed me out a little bit. Nah, I don't know. Like, it was cool. I don't know if I just haven't, like, listened to him enough to know, like, his kind of vibe. Mm. Like, it was.
I feel it.
Like, if I heard it again, I'd be like, oh, it's cute. You know, but I'm like, it's not something that I would personally listen to again.
No, yeah, 100%. And it's like funny because the trend right now is like guys breaking up with their girlfriends for like an hour. They're like, can
so
I?
They could feel it.
Yeah, so they could feel the pain of it's so stupid. But the funny ones are like, oh, she stayed broken up with me. she didn't come back. But I love this song. I love it because someone merged the. And I think Caitlin will be the only one who cares about this, is that someone merged this song with the Mia and Sebastian theme from La La Land.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I hated it.
I hated it.
I cried immediately.
That makes it worse.
But, you know, people are doing some creative things with the song, and people seem to respond well to it. It's a good song. But, yeah, that was Joji's Glimpse of Us. And it was sad. Are you guys been listening to anything else lately? You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I listened to the Drake album. Yeah.
Okay.
And
how was it?
It's
oh, so it's just the gear.
It's just it just wasn't catered for me. And I'm like obviously if I was just okay, if I gave my own opinions, I thought it really was whatever's. But the last two songs I enjoyed. But I truly believe that that album wasn't catered for somebody for me and the audience that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to STFU by Mansions, which is featuring Spark Master Tape, which is Black Bear and Mike Posner. Lie Again by Giveon. I like Giveon a lot. Something about the way he sings and like it just feels like it's from the chest, you know. Mm-hmm. I listened to the SZA extra tracks. Those are really good. It's SZA. It's still like the control feeling. And
it's like a super deluxe, right?
Yeah. It's like a super deluxe. I listened to Alright featuring West Side Boogie and Shelly FKA Drama. Or FKA Dram. And Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Because I really, really love that album.
Yeah.
I think I listen to this album 3 times a day. I'm not even joking. Like the full album. Why?
That's crazy.
Why?
3 times a day.
Yeah.
Nuts.
I know. And I'm not a full album person. But
never.
Yeah, but this album, I've been listening front to back, like, constantly. Your turn, Lewis.
Or I can go.
Dang, you just steal the spotlight.
You want to go?
You
first? You have more talent than me, so you can go first.
I have what?
More talent than me.
What does that have to do with?
Just go ahead.
Boom, I've been listening to, I like double-backed, listen to Doris, because I haven't listened to it in a minute. Definitely my favorite from Earl to date.
I listened to the Word. New... What?
Word.
I listened to the new Lucid album, I Told Bessie. Mm-hmm. Fire. It's the guy from Arm & Hammer, Billy Woods, Lucid.
New York.
Yo. I went and listened to the 13 album because you sent that song. I forgot how
good it was.
Broken Pharoah Monch is as a rapper. Like, he's just the cheat code. Like, him and Black Thought are just like OP for no reason.
And 13 is just a amazing, like, collaboration of people.
Bro,
just all talent. It's,
like, the whole thing is genius. Like, yeah. Every concept to every song is just stupid. It made me mad.
Which, for people who don't know, just listen to 666, 3 6-word stories, because that's a good song.
Wait, what is this song called? Is it on this? Hold on. Listen to Palindrome. It's like a single they released in 2019. You?
Yeah. Okay.
Would love it.
Okay.
Just
because,
like, you would actually be paying attention and probably catch every palindrome.
Now I gotta know.
How do you spell Celine that? Dion.
Nice. My heart will go on.
Bro, I love her. Why? I don't like that song.
What? Okay.
I'm sick of it.
Whatever.
I'm sick of it. She has better ones. She has better ones.
All right.
She has better ones.
Celine Dion, John Mayer, the homies from the Hidden Renaissance, King Quad, Deadpan, Snick Foley, Pareto, Eugen,
yeah,
Denta Kid,
yeah,
Dirty Shoes,
uh-huh,
everybody, and a lot of deathcore because that's my favorite genre right now.
I thought you were going to say, because I'm a drummer. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Nah, but yeah, a lot of Celine Dion.
Good. Good, I like it.
YG.
YG.
Paramore.
Paramore, okay.
Blink 182.
See, this is the funny thing. He said YG and Paramore in the same sentence. It's interesting.
What's wrong with that?
Sabrina Claudio.
Still?
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's your sign? I'm a Pisces.
Don't.
That song? Because that's an amazing song that he made. We should listen to it. Why haven't we listened to it yet?
Because it sucks. Oh, stop playing with me. I like Double Backed, listen to New Jabez, Gangstar. Blazo, DJ Okawari.
Disclaimer, Lewis listens to a lot of music if you haven't figured it out.
Yeah. That's,
I like it.
Me too. That's why I did it.
I dig it. I've been listening to a little bit of everything. I listened to Deer and Gray released a new album, some heavier hardcore from Japan.
Was it good?
It was amazing.
I haven't listened to them in so long.
It's been 4 years since they released an album.
But didn't they drop like two?
They released recently? 2 4 years ago, yeah. And so it was amazing. I thought it was great. I think it was a great return because I missed them.
I loved it.
It was great, dude. I loved it. It's only 11 tracks and it's not too, it doesn't take too long to listen to, but I loved it. It was great. Logic released something. I didn't listen to it. but I hear it's good.
Wait, you're supposed to be talking about what you listened to.
My bad. So the Deer and Gray album. I also listened to the She Bad. I don't know if it's She Bad or Shabbat because it's together. I listened to their song Tara.
Shabbat
or
bread.
It's like a jazz alternative group. It's weird, but I liked it a lot. The song I listened to was Tara. I listened to a bunch ever since I've listened to Denta Kit's new beat tape.
Bolo.
I've been trying to look for more of that kind of style. And I came across the 1FS and their album Gateway Process. It's a really good, just instrumental album. I loved it a lot. Has a couple of collaborations that I really enjoyed. My favorite song is Samurai Bebop, which is just great. I listened to the, the Blood Blockade Battlefront and Beyond album. Which is an anime. it's an anime and a manga.
Say that one more time.
Blood Blockade and Battlefront Beyond.
I like
like that alliteration.
That's I know.
it's an anime and a manga that came out about 5 or 6 years ago, but they have some really good songs. They like hip hop mixed with it. They did a song with Hybrid Thought that was really good, and so I listened to the whole album. It's just some really good stuff.
I've seen a bit of that anime.
Have you?
No.
Oh.
I've just been doing that to Adrian
why
lately.
Why did I think?
I've been doing that to Adrian a lot lately.
Have?
I was like, dude, I started watching JoJo. He's like, oh, seriously? And I was like, no. And I was like, I get you every year.
The Deer Hunter released a new single.
A word?
Called Ring 3 Luxury. It is very
Baba Ganoush.
Intense. It sounds more of like what people would expect from Deer Hunter than the last single they dropped, which was really weird. But this one is more of like someone is screaming at people. Like it's giving off priest vibes. So whoever that role gets filled in, then it was an interesting song for sure. I'm excited for that album. I want that album to come out. I want this space opera to come out. Speaking of space opera, Coheed and Cambria dropped a single called Comatose. And I can't wait for that album to come out because that's coming out very soon. Dance Gavin Dance ain't dropped nothing yet. I'm waiting for Dance Gavin Dance to drop more stuff. And I think that's pretty much all I listen to. Oh, the Dislight soundtrack. It's a new gotcha game that I've been playing.
Oh, no.
But they put a lot of focus on...
gotcha.
They put a lot of focus on music and aesthetics. So the music that they picked and the artists that they picked are really good. And so that whole soundtrack, that whole playlist is really good. And I've been just enjoying it. And they release songs like every other week for the game. So...
You and your gacha game.
Me and my gacha games, you know it is. But,
okay, boom. So out of the Deer Hunter, Coheed and Cambria, and Dance Gavin Dance.
Who am I most excited for?
Yeah.
Dance Gavin Dance.
Why?
Because they put out the most promising tracks out of
the three. Who's your favorite band out of the three?
DGD, no?
Dance Gavin Dance.
You sure about that?
It's hard because it's them or Coheed and Cambria.
Yeah, but Dance Gavin Dance has been way more consistent.
They have been. Yeah,
and as your friend living with you, the Dance Gavin stuff is real.
I've got more vinyl for Dance Gavin Dance than I do Coheed.
Yeah, I was like, just to be clear, DGD in that household was a little real. Yeah.
It was required listening.
When did Coheed come out though? Before
Dance Gavin Dance. 2003. No, yeah. Coheed came out in like 2001. And Dance Gavin Dance came out in like 2004.
Yeah, but how many albums? How many, albums?
They have about the same.
Do they really?
They're like neck and neck when it comes to albums.
Who are we talking about right now?
Dance Gavin Dance and Coheed.
Okay. No, but you've played so much Dance Gavin Dance, and you wore that shirt out. So
I did. I can't wear it no more.
Why?
Because it's worn out.
Oh, is it? You wore it like at least. Twice a week.
Yeah, I love that shirt. I love Dance Gavin Dance. They're fun, man. I can't deny it. Like, we love Dance Gavin Dance here.
On yeah, this we podcast. Do. I haven't listened to everything, but what I've heard for sure, I love, and I love screaming.
Which, what's up?
Nothing.
What did you find out?
No, people keep calling me because I'm a famous rapper.
Yeah, so, you right.
They're trying to get them feature prices. You feel me?
What's a Dance Gavin
Dance? Dance Gavin Dance came out in 2006. That was their first, that was their first album, their EP. And Coheed first released in 1999.
That's crazy.
I mean, if you want to just technically 2002. 2002. So Coheed came first. But like, God, but both stories are intriguing. So like, I don't know. I'm gonna go with Dance Gavin Dance.
Count Basie. That's the song I scream sometimes.
That's a good song.
Dude, this song is too fun to sing.
Believe in magic. Other than that, that's pretty much what I've been listening to. Not a lot. I haven't listened to a lot of new albums, just mainly because I've been sick. So listening to albums takes up a lot of energy. Oh, Lupe Fiasco released Drill Music in Zion. it's technically a two-pack now. It's Drill Music and Zion and Autoboto. It's okay. It's Lupe Fiasco. So
what
it's just him dishing out stuff. He did Autoboto with Nayira. And I think I like Drill Music and Zion a little more. So I'm excited for whatever he comes out with.
Let him know what's up.
What does that mean? He's Lupe Fiasco.
It's like if he did the run. You remember when he did Drogas Wave? It sounds like a lot more of that mixed with that little EP he did that had a Run Game. And what was that freaking EP called, man?
The one that had pyramids on it?
The one that had, yeah, it's called Run Game, no? Is it Tape? The separate project, the Chili Spotlight, where he, like, collaborated with a bunch of people. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like he's rapping more than he's doing any of the poppy stuff. So that's it. I've been listening.
What you been listening to?
You're here.
Hold on, we're switching.
Switch.
Oh, sorry, too high.
Present to the class.
I've been listening to the Blast album. I can't stop. Yeah, he put me on. I can't stop listening to it. Everything in the album is so good. SZA's deluxe album. When I heard 2 a.m., I was really shocked because it was a rendition of Come and See Me. I've been listening to Blue Water Road by Kehlani. That was alright. she had better albums, but she had Justin Bieber, so.
So it makes it worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Fire.
I did like it. I know I like
the Biebs.
Who Cares by Rex Orange County. Really good. Really good. That's it. I just can't stop listening to the Blast album. It's so good. I get hyped every night, every morning, bro.
Every morning.
Every morning.
She put the bruh in there. That's
right. All right. Say bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that's what we've been listening to lately. A lot of good stuff, a lot of good variety. I love it. Love it. Love to see it.
Oh yeah, we've been on. Yeah, we're on all spectrums except for country so far.
Ethel Kane, Preacher's Daughter.
I listened to Uncle Cracker. Yesterday.
Yeah, but you guys didn't say it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
If you want to listen to,
that's all you got.
Listen, hear me out. If you want to listen to a good country album, it's not full country.
Taylor Swift.
Recently. Listen to Ethel Kane's Preacher's Daughter. That's a great album. Came out like a month ago. Ethel Kane. She released an album called Preacher's Daughter. It's really good folk country. Amazing. Bro, top tier country album. It's going to be the country album of the year. Anyways, other than that, that's all I got. Happy 10 years to all the albums. I didn't do my research. So happy 10 years to all those albums that came out 10 years ago today.
What?
Also, rest in peace, X, today. 4 years.
Is it really?
Yeah. XXX. Tentacion.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's 4 years today. Rest in peace.
Stop releasing posthumous albums for that man. Let him rest. That's my opinion. People do that way too much for him.
Holographic Tupac may come out again.
No one wants that. No one wants that. You want that? You really want that?
That's the closest I'll ever get to a Tupac concert.
Pause. Second. I didn't see the first one, so yeah.
Just to see it. Okay, well, go listen to all this music. Excitingly, we just got off the phone. We got off a Discord call with our next artist spotlight. We have a date, and we will be interviewing Adeline next week.
Yeah,
she's a great artist. She's amazing, and that should actually be part of our monthly mixtape, which is. Stardust and Sugar Pill.
Yeah, she sang like me.
Yeah, she sang like Lewis. It's great. It's amazing.
Facts.
And she's sweet. She's awesome. True. We just got off talking to her about next week. And so, yeah, go check out her two singles that are out now. And we'll be interviewing her next week. So that's the plan. Other than that, that's all I got. You guys have anything else to say to the lovely people?
Shout out Yugi.
Shout out Anupina. Music video coming out soon.
That's right.
Like it should be real soon.
Do you think it'll come out before this gets posted Thursday?
Ooh, I don't know. It's supposed to be real soon, but we need to do some editing things still. some Foley work, some stuff. So
yeah,
should be coming out soon.
Go follow Anopina. They were on the show, and they're awesome. They're great people, and they have been teasing the hell out of this music video, man.
Yeah.
So go follow them, and we can all impatiently wait for the next single. So anything else, sir? You got anything?
Nah.
Nah.
Well, that was the loudest you've been all day.
Nah, I'm cool. You know, I'm famous now, so.
Oh, keyboard video coming out next week.
I wasn't done.
I didn't ask. Keyboard video coming out next week.
Hey, keyboard video.
Okay, what are you saying though? We've just been picking on Louis like all day today, actually.
Nah, he's fine.
I know, but we all rap.
Speak for me, okay? You don't know what I am right now.
All three of us were rapping Cash In, Cash Out while Louis was just standing there like, why?
Obviously, the track list that we picked today is not the best musically. But anything else, sir?
Nah.
Famous rapper?
No, I'm done.
You dropping anything?
I'm over it.
Oh, dang. Shout out to the Working On It Network.
Yeah, I'm dropping a single.
Is it Slew York?
What?
What happened?
When are you dropping it?
I don't know.
What's it called, though?
I don't know.
When are you going to drop that one?
Are you on it?
Oh, boom, bow, bip. All right, so boom. We dropping an album. Me and Macca Sluvian next month.
Does it have Slew York on it?
Oh. Maybe.
It better.
Or else what?
I'm going to leak it because it's so good and people need to listen to it. I'm going to leak it if it doesn't come out on the album.
Okay. Nah, it's on there.
Thank God. That's a good song. I like that song. I know that song by heart now. It's kind of weird.
That is very weird.
Yeah, sorry. I listen to it a lot. Like, I'll show it to people. Be like, hey,
that is very weird. Yeah. I don't even know that song. And I was on it.
And I was on
it. But yeah, I'm dropping a lot of music soon. Hey. I was supposed to like keep up the whole drop a single every month thing, and then like people started hitting me up about like, hey, let's do an EP. Hey, let's put out an album. Hey, let's do this. Hey, let's do that. So I was like, okay. Because I want to drop a lot of music this year anyway. So I'm going to do that. You heard? Huh? What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Huh? What happened?
So be prepared for that. A lot of good music coming out and a lot of exciting stuff being developed. And so check it out. Shout out to the Working On It Network. We're part of a bunch of amazing podcasts that will be back. Everyone will be back.
I don't like how you said
that. Yes, so, of course, us, the Entitled Mixtape. We are joined with the Chit Show podcast with Leo, where he goes over pop culture and news. We also have the Solarian Girls, who talk about their favorite book series with Candace and Brittany.
Solarian Girls.
And so those are the podcasts. Things are going. We had to take a little break for everyone, but we'll be posting a lot with everybody, and I definitely have plans to expand a little bit more with more people, because I would love to have many voices on the podcast. So with that being said, shout out to us. And follow us on Instagram at the Entitled Mixtape.
Yeah.
We will be posting a lot more. And track reviews will probably go on our stories on the Entitled Mixtape story. That's kind of what I want to do. And we will be putting video in soon. So with that being said, I hope everyone has a good day. We'll see you next week.
Peace, geez.